This is the Wednesday, February 23rd edition of the Daily Wager Podcast. We got you covered with a variety of action, a little hockey to go along with some college hoops, and look ahead to tomorrow's NBA slate. And we'll get you in and out in less than 10 minutes like we always do.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Welcome to the Daily Wager Podcast, presented by DraftKings, America's top-rated daily fantasy app. I'm Doug Kazarian, alongside Aaron Dolan this morning. How are you, Aaron?
Yes, I'm good. Another day closer to getting NBA back.
Yeah, I guess it's afternoon where you are.
Yeah.
We'll start on the college gridiron, because there's an intriguing game, given Duke lost at home at Cameron Indoor the last time they faced Virginia. Now they're on the road, a relatively short favorite. Now, Virginia's still on the bubble and all that fun stuff. But we're looking at Duke was 4.5 on the overnight line. We're at 5 for the most part. Do you have any play here?
Yeah, so I've been kind of tracking this line. The one thing I noticed about the total, the lowest total for Duke this entire season was 128.5, and that was against Virginia in that previous meeting. Now we see it posted at 130. And then I looked, should we take the dog in this matchup? And then I realized the Cavs, they're coming off that win over Miami, and they're 3-9-1 ATS in their last 13 games following a straight-up win. So I've been a little bit nervous for those reasons. So I'm actually going to look at Duke team total over 67.5. They average 80 points per game, and I understand the Cavs. I mean, they lead the ACC and rank 11th in the country in scoring defense. But over the last six games, they've gone 5-1, allowed 61.2 points per contest. But you also have to look at their competition. This is the only third game against a ranked opponent for Virginia this season. So I think that could potentially hurt them in this one. And as we know, the Blue Devils, I mean, they're looking for revenge in this one after they were absolutely embarrassed on their home court. And considering they hit over this number in that first matchup, I do think they'll go over 67.5 tonight.
Yeah, I think it's a good spot to back the Blue Devils. I wouldn't lay more than 5. 4.5 is ideal. I mean, look, they had 15 turnovers in the last meeting. They averaged less than 10 the rest of the regular season. So that was a high thing. Now, Virginia's, It's not the same team we've seen Virginia teams pass, which is why you like the team total over for Duke. I think they get them. I'm going to split it up 50/50, first half and game line, just because I think Blue Devils respond. But, you know, they get everyone's best shot. Elsewhere in the ACC, my favorite play of the day is Wake minus 2.5. It's up to 3 now at Clemson. Look, the Tigers are done. They've lost 6 straight. There's just not a lot of, effort and want to and skill there. So I'm going to have to lay it. And if I lose, I lose. But you can't be afraid to lose a bet when you make these. Obviously, at some point, Clemson, you would think, might show a backbone. I just don't think it happens tonight. So I like Wake minus the 2.5. Anything else? Or 3, excuse me. Anything else jump out to you?
I'm looking at Rutgers at Michigan. I'm going over 135.5. Now, as we know, Michigan's underachieved this season. And the big storyline is Phil Martelli is going to be stepping in as head coach for now. And two of their players are also suspended. I like the over in this one, just given that I was a little nervous to play the spread because, one, they do have two players out. And the Scarlet Knights, I mean, they've been good. They've won 5 of the last 7, including 4 straight wins against ranked foes. And then also for the Knights, they're 5-0-1 ATS in the last 6 games overall. So I'm looking at the total. The over is 4-0. In Rutgers' last 4 road games versus a team with a winning record, and the over is 5-1 in the Wolverines' last 6 following in against a spread loss. And as we know, they lost to Wisconsin, and then there was unfortunately a brawl. But the Wolverines made just 4 of 25 from 3-point line. So I think that eventually we're going to see some positive regression because they just haven't been great from beyond the arc, 19.4% shooting in the past 3 games. So I think they might be able to put up some points in this game. And on the season, they're averaging 72.2 points.
Okay, so a lot of numbers there, but I'm backing the Wolverines in the first half. I think they respond. Martelli knows what he's doing, so I wouldn't be too worried. I think it's a good spot, just, you know, situationally. I talk about it all the time. That's what I like. The team that can, you know, respond, you think is going to have a little bit of an edge. I like them there. Now, I've bet on like every West Virginia game over the last 3 months. I'm going to get involved here again. I like Iowa State minus the 5 at home. This is very similar, I think. How the game's going to unfold. I've had best bets on both of these. When they play TCU, when they play Kansas State, Iowa State's a very similar team at home. I think they pull away down the stretch. West Virginia's just brutal on the road. I believe they only have 1 road win, or maybe none, but only 1 cover on the road. They've been a really shaky team on the road, and I think they I lay the 5 with Iowa State in this one. I like the game I like more is in the SEC. I think Auburn, off a loss to Florida, hammers Ole Miss. They gave Ole Miss a lead and then blew them out the last time they played, but they're coming off the loss at Florida. I think the Tigers get right. They are an absolute wagon at times, especially at home. 12-1-1 ATS, so I would unload on them. That's one of my favorite plays. That may be my best bet, but I think it's going to be Wake minus 3.
Love it.
All right, and you have hockey for us. I have an NBA play. Do you have hockey for us?
Yes. I didn't know we were getting into NBA players. You also would have came up with that.
Well, the line's already moved 2 points, so I'm trying to beat the market even more. I think it's going to go higher, so I was going to give it away to the people.
You need to get it out. Get it out there. Yeah, so I've been looking into hockey, obviously, because NBA All-Star break and things like that. I know we still got college hoops and some other things going on, but what's been working for me is 60 minutes betting. If you find that in Caesars under goals, and tonight I'm looking at the Oilers game against Tampa Bay. Now, what's interesting about this is, yes, Tampa Bay Lightning, they're favored to win this, which isn't surprising, but they actually haven't played in quite some time. It's their first home game in over 3 weeks, plus their first game in more than a week, so they could potentially be rusty here, and it might be a spot that the Oilers could actually win. I'm not making a full-blown prediction because this will be one of my best bets for a daily wager, so I'm kind of teasing it here, but the Oilers have been much better since they've gotten their new head coach. I mean, they've won 5 straight before they did lose to Minnesota, but their scoring's up 4.17 goals per game, and even more importantly, they're holding teams to 2.5 goals. But we know Tampa Lightning, I mean, they can score like crazy, so I do like them. Either way, it's going to go over 4.5 goals in this game, but I'm still deciding if I want to take an upset with Edmonton.
Okay, that's a tease, a professional
tease there.
My NBA play, this line opened 4.5. It's now 6.5. I don't think I'm moving the market, although I have heavily invested. The Celtics are at the Nets. Last time we saw these teams play, it was 28-2 start with Boston having the lead, and then they end up winning by like 25 or so. I don't think it's going to be much difference. I don't think this game will start 28-2, but the line was baking in that Durant was playing, and he's not. So you have no Durant, no Kyrie, no Simmons. And the Celtics are playing good ball. They're at laying 4.5 at Brooklyn. It's now been bet up to 5.5. Now it's at 6.5 or 6. So I would get involved. I think you can set up a middle. I think this is going to – remember last time it closed, like 9, 9.5. I think that's what we're going to see as well in this game, because Boston out of the break is going to be at full strength. And they might take them lightly to start, but I don't think it's going to be an issue. I would lay it and at least get a good number and can always play out of it, whether even pre-flop or even during the game live.
Love it. I can't wait for NBA to come back.
I know, this extended break. All right, what's that? I'm sorry?
I did not like the extended break.
Yeah, I know. But it's funny. It feels, it's not even close to the halfway point. It's like 25 games left. So good tease on your part. We'll get the full analysis of that play coming up tonight. 6 Eastern, ESPN2. We'll have full college. We got some NBA as well, and some futures, that is, and then got some NFL as well. So a lot to get through tonight. We'll see you on the linear version of television, ESPN2, 6 p.m. Eastern.